Dinosaurs, did they overcrowd the ark?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
A new creation museum teaches that dinosaurs were on the ark. But how could the hundreds of dinosaurs, as well as all the other animals, ever fit on Noah's Ark? First, hundreds of dinosaurs weren't needed on board. You see, it's true that when we list all their names, like Parascerulophus, Pachycephalosaurus, Struthiomimus, Tyrannosaurus, Allosaurus, Supersaurus, and so on, we'll come up with over 600 names. But as you research further, you'll find that different names are given to skeletons that look very similar. And because they're found in different countries, well, they often get different names. Sometimes new names are given to just bits of dinosaur bones, and these bones might belong to a dinosaur that's already been named. Also, just as there's great variation in dogs, well, all dogs belong to just one kind, so there's probably also great variation in dinosaurs, though there are more than one kind of dinosaur, probably, we think, about 50 kinds of dinosaurs. Actually, there was plenty of room on the biblical ark.
Can we really believe the biblical account of a global flood? Our new pocket guide answers this and many other intriguing questions. For your copy, just give a donation of any amount today. Call our nonprofit ministry toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, and we'll send this 96-page pocket guide in the mail to you. That's 1-888-89-ANSWERS.